Commander's Message. Support Hope for Veterans with ALS. You don't need to be a New York Yankees fan to admire the courage of its greatest first baseman. Knowing he was suffering from a terminal disease, Lou Gehrig reflected on his blessings and told a packed Yankee stadium in 1939, "I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of this earth." Veterans, more than most, understand the suffering that comes with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. For reasons still not fully understood, veterans are twice as likely as non-veterans to suffer from this rapidly progressing and fatal neurodegenerative disease. In May 2021, the American Legion's National Executive Committee unanimously adopted a resolution calling for our organization to raise awareness about this presumptive service-connected condition. Resolution 6 also encourages American Legion baseball teams to observe a moment of silence on June 2nd in memory of Gehrig and all veterans who died or suffer from ALS. June 2nd, 1941, is the date that baseball's Iron Horse took his last breath. He was 37. Life with ALS is especially challenging. As the disease progresses, the degeneration of cells in the brain leads to muscle weakness and atrophy. Breathing becomes difficult, and paralysis sets in. People with ALS eventually lose the ability to walk, speak, and eat. There's no known cure, and the average life expectancy after a diagnosis is 2 to 5 years. Yet there's new hope for treatment. VA recently announced a clinical research trial for a cell therapy that could slow the disease and improve quality of life for patients with ALS. If you or a veteran in your family is diagnosed with ALS, I strongly encourage you to visit an American Legion service officer and apply for immediate benefits. I also encourage American Legion posts and their baseball teams nationwide to join me in a moment of silence June 2nd. 83 years after ALS took one of America's most beloved athletes, the disease still claims the lives of about 25,000 Americans each year. Through research, awareness, and yes, prayer, let us commit to rid the world of this dreaded disease. National Commander Daniel J. Seehafer.